Hey friends, welcome to the month of June. We're going to start the month on this Monday, finishing out James. So we'll find ourselves in James chapter 5.
Today, there's really four things that I pick out in this passage that I'd like to finish with some questions for you. So the first thing that we see here is that there are some pretty strong words starting out James chapter 5. And we see that he's warning those who are rich. And he's not saying that it's wrong for people to have wealth, but rather the oppression of others that comes from the pride that often accompanies wealth and comfort. Then he goes on to talk about patience in suffering. So he's kind of going all over the place with some important things as he finishes up his book. But he talks about the patience in suffering. And he reminds us of Job's suffering, and even good things that come from suffering. The next thing he goes on to here is a section on prayer. And he talks about maybe one of the most encouraging, in my estimation, most encouraging and motivating verses in this whole book. And it's found in verse 16. It says, "Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective." Think about that. We're to confess our sins to each other and pray for each other so that we can be healed. I don't think it's just talking about physical healing only, but it's talking about healing in our life. I love the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. So it very clearly teaches that the closer we are to God, the more powerful our prayers are, the more effective our prayers are. And then he finishes up with something that could easily be glossed over. But in verse 20, he gives a call to evangelism. Listen to this. He finishes the whole book of James with this. Remember this. "Whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover a multitude of sins." So it's a call to evangelizing and helping others to become saved. So let's look at these four things. I want to question you with each of these four sections. What do you do with your wealth? So think about that. Maybe you have someone you listen to this with. Talk about this. What do you do with your wealth? That's question number one. Do you hoard it? Do you use it in ways that honor God? Do you give to God's work? Do you tithe? Do you sometimes feel superior to others because of what you have? What do you do with your wealth? I know some of you are like, with inflation and gas prices, I don't have any. But remembering that most of us listening to this are wealthier than most of the world. The second question when it comes to the section on suffering, are you suffering in your life right now? And if you are suffering, if there's something that really has you down, and maybe it's an ailment, maybe it's somebody you love who's hurting, maybe it's a recent loss. I don't know what it is for you. But if you find yourself suffering, are you able to see the light at the end of the proverbial tunnel? And if you don't, then I really want you to pay attention to that second part of today's reading. And then that section on prayer. How's your prayer life? Do you feel like you're going through the motions? Do you feel like your prayers are bouncing off the ceilings? Admittedly, oftentimes when I'm emotionally tired, I feel that I struggle in this area, and I talk to God, and sometimes I catch myself just saying the words to Him instead of really putting my heart behind my prayers. Remember, He doesn't care about the words we choose in our prayers nearly as much as He cares about the heart behind them. What's our motivation with our prayers? And are your prayers powerful and effective? I think it's important for us to look at our level of righteousness. And then the last question I have to you, concerning this last thing, Whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins. This is a call to evangelism. Let me ask you this. Are you a good evangelist? Or are you like so many people and we make so many reasons, so many excuses of why not to share the news of Christ with others, remembering that God can use you? So, real quick, what do you do with your wealth? Are you suffering? And what are you going to need to look at in that suffering? How's your prayer life? And are you someone who sees the importance of leading others in faith? I know we can all grow in all of these, and I think that some of these will stand out to all of us a little bit differently. Some things to think about today as you read and finish the book of James.